Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
I know we got John there. He doesn't like to wait. So just a five-second tease. I have a development. Mm-hmm. I have an answer about the hot tub. And we'll next segment.
For the temperature of the water.
It is a very important development.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right,
so I'm guessing it's over 100 then.
I'm not saying anything.
Joined now by John Feinstein, best-selling author and Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom is offering grab-and-go curbside pickup at golfdomgolf.com and will even deliver to your door. Go to golfdomgolf.com for your details. Golfdom, live the game. John. Hello, John. Good morning.
Good morning, all. I guess I'll have to be in suspense about the hot tub for another 15 minutes.
Thank you, John.
What a tease.
I'm a professional, John.
Nobody ever said you weren't, Eric.
You have to tune in for the next segment. John, speaking of curbside, I went to one of my favorite restaurants in Ashburn last night, and one of the guys who works there, I don't know if he's a childhood friend of yours or maybe from the club, his name was Enzo, and he wanted me to tell you hello. Do you remember Enzo growing up?
Not growing up. No, I'm assuming you're talking about Enzo who worked for, 25, 30 years at Romeo and Juliet downtown, and then out here in Potomac at Renato, and he just retired a couple years ago. A couple months ago from Renato. And Jason, I'd appreciate it if you find a way to get me some contact info for him.
Yeah, he gave me his business card, so I can give that to you.
Will you send it to me? Because he was a friend of my parents.
Oh, okay. All right.
Romeo and Juliet was their go-to place after opera and theater performances downtown. And for years, since I moved to Maryland in 1988, right? And we've gone to, me and both my wives have gone to Renato probably close to once a week ever since then. So he's very much a family friend. I'm glad you found him, because I went in and did pick up at Renato, 2-3 weeks ago, and he wasn't there.
Right.
And I asked the guy, is Enzo on vacation? I went, no, he retired, and I was stunned.
No, he's working at a nice Italian place over here in Ashburn. I'll get his info, and I'll email you.
I mean, there can't be that many Enzos running around, right?
I couldn't even pronounce his last name. Something Italian.
It's not easy to pronounce, but he's a great guy, great guy. And I'm glad you ran into him. That's very good news for me. Thank you.
You got it.
Have you been, are you anxious to go out and go to a nice restaurant? Is that like one of the first things? I think we asked you that last week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Chris and I have talked about, we all talk right about what we're missing while this is going on. And going out to dinner with Jane is one of the things we enjoyed most as a family. Yeah, very much so. I would imagine I'm in the majority there. Can't wait. And was glad that Governor Hogan felt that he could open up Maryland enough to allow golf and tennis. We did pick up last night at Congressional, actually, and it was nice to see some guys out hitting golf balls, to be honest with you.
Right, and then, you're eager to get down to Ocean City and get to the boardwalk because they reopened that.
Not really.
Okay.
That's Valdez. That's not John Feinstein.
You sold your place at Shelter Island or Fire Island, whatever it was.
So 8 years ago, yeah.
What is your spot now?
Here.
No, come on, your beach spot. I know.
I think
you
he likes Hilton Head. He's a Hilton Head guy.
You're a Hilton Head guy?
Head, usually, yeah. Oh, we yeah. like Hilton Head a lot.
You love Caligny?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do they have gators there in Hilton Head like
yes.
they do in Kiowa?
Depending where you go, yeah.
They
yeah.
do.
100%. Yeah.
But it's a beautiful place. And one thing about Hilton Head, gosh, I was thinking about this yesterday. It's got some great restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, not good restaurants, great restaurants. If we were ever to move, which I would like to do, but it's hard to do with a kid in third grade and a wife with a good job, Hilton Head would be one of the places I would look at very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sea Island, too. Uh-huh. But that's a lot of really that's a really rich community. I don't believe that would work for me.
Is that where Davis Love lives, or am I getting it
yes,
mixed
that
up?
That is where Davis Love lives. Yeah. A number of golfers live there. You know, Davis's house burned down.
Yeah,
about
terrible.
A month ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awful. But a
so
lot
where
of golfers
is he?
Live there.
I'm sure he's got multiple. I guess he's got multiple homes. What's he been doing since?
No, actually, he only has one other home. He has like a hunting cabin that's not that far away. But he has a this is the way it is with rich guys. He has a friend who has a condo that they use mostly for vacations down there that's right on the beach.
Right.
And that's where he and Robin are staying. His kids are grown, so they both live in Sea Island, but they're both out of the house. So
are they going to rebuild right there on that spot?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's
yeah.
the plan.
He's been that could take a couple years.
20 years.
I was going to say, that could take a couple of years to rebuild. I mean,
no, he figures it will take a couple of years, especially since they can't start right now.
Right.
So, yes, he's figuring on at least a couple of years. He's looking to rent a place for the next couple of years while they're rebuilding.
John,
really
I
good guy, Davis. I think I've said that to you guys before.
Oh, yeah. John, I feel like you're going to be in my boat on this. In terms of that's a good thing. Don't worry. Nobody knows anything. I don't care if they think they're an expert. Nobody's an expert. Nobody knows. And I know I'm not an expert, especially when it comes to schedule predictions and when the schedule comes out.
Right.
And so I think I get a kick out of picking wins and stuff because who cares? It doesn't mean anything. I'm just telling you what my gut instinct is.
Right.
But I really
and if
think
you're wrong. Who cares? And if
who
you're
cares?
Right, who cares? Exactly.
Yeah, it's just a joke. I mean, come on. I've got 4 hours every day. But you know, I do think my general sense is, and this is why I have this opinion, is that some teams are better this year. Nobody knows exactly who that's going to be. Some teams are worse. There's always surprises. Teams always win games that you think that they would lose. You know,
right.
We all know that. But I do think, and the one constant is the Skins are always bad. And it pains me to say it because they're my team, but they are always bad. But I do think when you hit rock bottom and you have a new staff, whether or not you think they're great or not, they're certainly professional. Right, and they know how to win. Although they did have some weird stretch of losing seasons, they advanced to the postseason. Center, I do think just new staff alone makes this team off rock bottom a couple wins better. I don't care what the schedule looks like.
Well, but who knows? I mean, I think going into last season, I don't think they had what turned out to be the easiest schedule in the NFL. They were 3-13. I didn't think Jay Gruden was a bad coach.
No, he's not.
Okay? I think getting rid of Bruce Allen helps, but the biggest problem is still there, the owner. And Ron Rivera is a professional, and whenever there's a new coach, there's always new hope. That's why one of the reasons you fire coaches is to bring someone in and say to your fans, hey, guess what? We're going to be good now. There's no way to read an NFL schedule. For example, they were talking about the Steelers game, and Ben Roethlisberger will be back, said it was written between commas in the story. Will he? Will he still be healthy in December?
Right, that's week 13.
And that's one thing about the NFL. There are so many injuries, key injuries during the course of a season, that you look at a game now in May, you know, you look at the 49ers game in December, and you're like, wow, that's a loss on the road at San Francisco. But, you know, what if Garoppolo's hurt? Who knows if Trent Williams will be healthy? Everybody's talking about Trent Williams. He hasn't played for 2 years. Who knows what kind of player he'll be? That's why I thought I was a little baffled when everybody's making such a big deal. Well, if they can get Trent Williams back. He's 32 years old. He's been injury prone throughout his career. He hasn't played for 2 years. Maybe he'll come back and be an all-pro. Maybe he'll come back and he'll be a sieve at the left tackle spot. Nobody knows, or maybe he'll get hurt again. So I think picking wins and losses. Now, one thing I did in reading the Post story this morning, they said, well, they ought to be able to get a couple wins early, and one of the wins, quote-unquote, that was cited was at Arizona. Everything I've read says Arizona's had as good an offseason as anybody, and they're playing on the road. And they've done pretty well the last few years, early season West Coast games.
Yeah.
But I don't look at that game and say, that's a win.
EB, would you like to counter with your go-to argument for John?
I know John doesn't care, but I see everyone's concerned about recent history, the last 20 years. In my lifetime, the Skins are still, they've got three trophies. So they're the Skins. The Cardinals are the Cardinals. The Panthers are still an expansion team. The Browns are the Browns.
Two Super Bowls in the last 20 years.
Listen, the Lions are the Lions. I'll never pick the Lions to beat us.
I'll agree with you, although it should be noted. Because I was at a wedding that day and remember the result coming up, that the Lions ended their 0-16 plus losing streak against Washington.
I know, you have those things.
2009. But I will say this, I will agree with you about the Lions. The Lions, think about this, there is one team that has been eligible for the Super Bowl every single year since it started that has never been.
Right.
And that's your Detroit Lions.
Poopy.
So, yeah, I'll agree with you. I always want to root for them on Thanksgiving. Because, you know, they played Thanksgiving since the 1930s. And I turn on the game, and when it gets to be 17-0 for the other team, I turn it off.
Oh, you actually turn it off?
Those years.
You actually turn off Thanksgiving football? Have you never done that?
Over to basketball. There's college hoops now on Thanksgiving.
That is true.
Is that right? I never switch. I literally never switch.
Never. It's never happened in my house ever.
I didn't even know that.
Have you heard that man landed on the moon?
We have heard that, yes. Although some people believe it's fake.
Yeah.
That's true. There have been movies about it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not in that camp.
James Brolin movie about it once upon a time.
By the way, I just looked it up. The Lions have won four of the last five head-to-head against the Skins.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Look at it during my lifetime.
I'll bet you, Jason, most of those games have been in Detroit. Because bad teams tend to win and lose, win at home, lose on the road.
Three of the five in Detroit.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go.
They're still the Lions to me.
That's pretty pathetic.
They can win 20 in a row, and I'll always pick the Redskins. And I know the Redskins are bad.
And you're very good at being wrong, Eric, so that's just fine.
Yes. He's an expert at that.
John, I don't have the market cornered on that, my friend.
Yes? No, you don't have the market cornered. That's for damn sure. I won't even go there.
But see, again, during a pandemic when there's nothing else to talk about, that's what you do. You overanalyze each schedule and you pick winners and losers.
Although, let's be fair, Jason, there's nothing more overanalyzed in sports than stuff involving the NFL. I mean, Chris Russo, when he used to work with Mike Francesa in New York, he would go through every team's schedule
right
the day after, or the days afterwards, win, loss, loss, win, win, win. You would sit there. The only thing that was more blinding was when Tony Kornheiser forced every single guest the week of the NCAA tournament started to pick a bracket. That was the one week every year I didn't go on the show.
Right.
Because Tony would say, you can't come on unless you pick a bracket. And I'd say, talk to you in 2 weeks.
See, well, the other thing about Russo is he loves to gamble, and he's doing the season win totals. That's why he picks the schedules.
Yeah, he does a lot of the over-unders. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, he loves to do that.
Yeah.
Well, John, he's a D-gen like I am.
John, we're not going to pick every team's wins and losses, but when we come back, we're going to pick the Redskins' wins and losses. So we have to run.
Hey, listen, do me a favor, Jason. Yes. When you send me Enzo's info, send me all the wins and losses picks because I'll be dying to hear them.
Yes. Right, okay.
We know you will.
And the hot tub thing, please.
Yes.
God.
Oh, the hot tub thing is good.
I do love hot tubs. I will say that.
Do you own one, John?
No, I do not.
Why don't you get one?
In my fantasies, I do.
You're wealthy,
man.
Let's go.
He likes them on vacation, EB.
John, come on.
When we had the Shelter Island house, we had a neighbor right down the street who had a great hot tub where you sat there and literally looked at it on the water. And I miss Shelter Island a lot, but I probably miss that as much as anything.
Right. Well, mine looks out at weeds.
Yes.
But, you know, whatever.
And
droopy
one.
Power
That's
lines.
Pretty good.
But I got one. I got one.
That's the PG County in them.
Yeah. John, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Same to you guys. Take care. See you.
All right, buddy.
That's John Feinstein. When we come back, we will pick the Redskins 2020 season schedule, all the wins, all the losses, next on 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's that time of year. It's like Christmas morning, EB. We're going to pick the entire Redskins schedule, all the wins, all the losses. We're going to go on record, even though it means nothing. We understand that. But we're going to do those picks right now. And it's brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Save 20% on windows and doors during the month of May. PaulHenry'sWindows.com online.
Cakes, you asked for a compilation. I kind of have a little snippet over the years of Eric's assessment of certain franchises.
All right, yes.
Good. I want to hear that. Good.
But they're just playing a bunch of poopers.
I just don't feel like Arizona is some great home field.
You beat the Vikings because they're flailing. Cardinals.
They're the Cardinals to me. None of those games are as easy as the Lions and Bengals, though.
Because they're the Lions. Because they're the Matt Patricia-led Lions.
Buffalo.
I just have no regard for them, so I'm picking the Skins. I have them again. They're the Jet.
Yeah, that's right.
I do. I can never get enough of that montage. Yeah. And I know it's coming every single year.
Yeah,
I know.
Think I'm kidding?
Down the pike.
Yeah, I'm not kidding with that.
Although it is weird because last year when I was going through the schedule stuff, Eric said, "Well, we're going to lose to the Panthers because they're just better than us." And now this year, the Panthers are a basement franchise.
Yeah.
Well, I actually maybe this is where I'm. You know, listen, I kind of. You know, I'm full of flaws.
I know. And then Eric's logic is weird because Houston, I'm not sure what his stance on Houston is, but, you know,
they're more of an expansion team
than Carolina expansion. And Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So they're newer, all over the place.
Listen, if they're particularly hot,
by the way, when
I might give them a 1-year reprieve.
When do you stop considering a team an expansion team? Because I believe Jacksonville came into the league, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was 1995.
Right. Yeah. I think they've survived the hurdles of expansion.
Not in my lifetime.
Well, what about?
Because we're still a heritage franchise with 3 trophies, Cakes. You can't take those away.
Understood.
Yeah.
Well, what about teams like the Raiders that moved to Las Vegas or the Chargers that moved out of San Diego?
But they've been around for a long time. They've been around for a long time.
Well, plus the Raiders.
Listen, believe me, I disrespect the Chargers for what they're doing. That's
the Raiders
so
are a heritage franchise because they've won Super Bowls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they've been around forever.
I'm just trying to get EB's mindset before we go through.
My mindset is, in my lifetime, if you're an expansion team, it's pretty hard to break out of that box.
Well, what about the Browns? The Browns are...
They're the Browns.
An expansion team.
Not in my lifetime. I guess... See, they're still the Browns to me. They were the Browns before the Ravens bit.
What?
Right?
I guess.
They moved to Baltimore, became the Ravens.
Yeah, but Cleveland, the new Browns are an expansion team, but with the old...
But he's saying they're still the Browns.
They're still the Browns. The freaking
Jim Brown still plays for them.
Just saying they're losers.
Okay.
But they're still losers. Yeah.
Right. Even though they had double the amount of wins as the Skins last year.
Look, those teams could all one off, but they're still poopers.
Do you just stick to this bit because you don't know anything about any other teams?
A little bit.
Right. Yeah. Hey, at least you're honest.
A little bit, and so I just got to go down to what was my gut, and my gut is where the Browns.
It's your life preserver.
Because I don't care. Here's the thing. I got a life, man. I got a hot tub. Here's the update. Yeah. It's got 102 Jesus. Degrees. Okay?
I told you. You guys scoffed at me.
It's at 102. That thing, my wife is sending me a video. I'm downloading it now. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to have the video of hopefully she did a good job. Hopefully she was Spielberg. And you could see the bubbles and everything. And I'm hopping in that Blicky right after the show. It's 102. It's already ready, Jason.
I told you.
It's not even anything I've treated. I'm just white trashing it like Valdez. I'm just jumping in that thing.
You're getting ahead of yourself. You need to pick the Skins' wins and losses before you go hot tubbing, Ricky.
I know. But I'm just saying. So anyway, follow me, EB Junkies, on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to tweet video of the I haven't even seen it yet, of the bubbling water.
And by the way, this is going to be interactive. If listeners want to chime in on our picks or they have predictions, 800-636-1067. We will take your calls throughout and gauge your reaction to the Redskins' schedule release that came out officially last night.
Yes, Richie.
All right, who's going to lead off? Week one, Skins open with the NFC East clash at FedEx Field as the Eagles come to town. I don't know why. I'm picking the Rivera era to start off with a bang. The Redskins winning.
Why, though?
In week one.
First of all,
the Eagles.
They never win week one openers. And they never beat Philly.
They'll be better defensively. And I think that there will either be no fans or limited fans in the stadium. There won't be the Eagles fan invasion that we've seen here the last few years. I'm not crazy about the Eagles' weapons, even though they upgraded by picking Jalen Reagor out of TCU should upgrade the passing game.
Oh, Miles Sanders will kill them.
And Carson Wentz is kind of fragile. I like the Skins to win week one. I've got them 1-0 in the Rivera era.
I think John Keim is with you. The one thing I saw, I started looking at his picks and then I had to stop because I didn't want it to bias me.
Right.
He had Philly also as a dub. And I think also the great equalizer is no one knows how the start of the season is going to be, right? So let's just say it's a given. Skins are always poopy. They're going to be generally poopy. But we don't know how these other teams are handling the offseason. You know what I mean? I'm looking at this thing. There's one preseason game on the schedule.
Right,
which is amazing, but I mean that's going to affect things, you know.
Right, but the
that's a great neutralizer.
The better players will handle it more, or handle it better.
Maybe,
especially the quarterbacks.
I think it's a great neutralizer.
Well, first of all, they never beat Philly in an opener. I believe they've lost the last four times they've played the Eagles in Week One.
Yeah,
and in general, they don't win in Week One. I think they've won two of the last 9 or 10. I just went back through the schedule, but they never beat Philly, especially in week one. Philly beats them. Miles Sanders goes for 225 yards.
All right, just for the sake of, I could see them winning that game, but I will take a loss just because in general, you know, Philly's been better of late, and, you know, division game will be tough. I'll give you Philly.
All right, so two of the junks have the Skins losing.
If I take Philly, I'm going to go 3-1 to start, and I can't do that. So.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, so I can't take Philly.
All right.
All right, let's
see. So you got them beating both Arizona and Cleveland.
We'll
start with Arizona.
I'll
Cakes,
always pick them.
Where are you going on Arizona?
I have the Skins traveling to the Valley of the Drab and taking a loss to the Cardinals. I think that's an up-and-coming offense. Kyler Murray in year two could be a poor man's Lamar Jackson out west. I think the Skins take an L in Arizona.
I'm taking Arizona just because Cliff Kingsbury's house is so dope.
It is very nice.
And it was the nicest house on Zoom that we saw during the draft. So I'll take Kyler Murray and Kingsbury's sick pad over the Skins.
All right. I will take the Redskins. They're the Cardinals.
All right, let's move to week three.
DeAndre Hopkins is going to kill him. You know he will.
He's going to have so many catches against a little bit of a shaky secondary. Week three, on the road again. At the Cleveland Browns for week three. Jason, where do you go here?
I'm going to say, new coach for the Browns, right? Stefanski's there?
Yes.
But you know what? Just better overall offensive talent. I mean, Beckham, Landry, Mayfield, Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Njoku, a tight end. So many good players. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns. Now, again, the caveat is, are there going to be fans or not? We just don't know.
Right.
Especially if they're fans in Cleveland with the dog pound, I think that they will smoke the Skins. I'll take the Cleveland Browns. 0-3 to start.
You have an 0-3 start for the Skins. I'm pretty sure I know where EB is leaning.
Well,
here
I
with
think
the Cleveland
that
Browns.
Jason was slobbering all over the Browns last year, and I think he had them in the Super Bowl or something.
Right,
you
no
did.
Chance.
You. What did you have? You had them.
I went over the win total. Yes, Cakes and I were big fat losers.
No,
on
I
that.
Think in our when we went around, I think you had them.
No chance.
The
I had them. In, I didn't have him in the Super Bowl. No,
you had him winning the division, and you were all over like everybody else was. And you know what? They're the Browns. So I got my boys 2-1.
All right, so EB has a 2-1 start. I have them falling to the Browns and starting off the season 1-2. For week 4, Skins come back to FedEx Field. It is the Ravens versus the Redskins. Lamar Jackson and company visit FedEx. EB, where are you leaning here?
All right, now here's the thing. Now, the Ravens are a rare exception to my rule because they are essentially an expansion team. Now, you have the Colts, but I don't really I don't link them. But they are an expansion franchise, but they're a proven winner, 2 Super Bowl dubs. I mean, you know, year in and year out, they draft really well. They're always competitive. They don't tank. You know, in a lot of ways, they're a model franchise. All these losers out there that just want to tank to get good. they find a way to be competitive, and then even in their down years, and then, you know, they're challengers, you know, when they're good any given year. So I will take the Ravens over the Redskins. And it hurts me to say that, but I mean, truth is what it is.
Yeah, so you got the Skins at 2-2. Jason, where do you fall on the Redskins?
The Ravens are a Ritz-Carlton, and the Skins are like a Days Inn.
All right.
So, it's not even close.
We know you like snooty hotels.
I'm taking them.
Oh, he so loves snooty hotels.
I'm taking Baltimore. I'm going 0-4 in the first month for the Skins.
Ooh, 0-4, a rough start to the Ron Rivera era. If you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067 is the number as we pick the Skins' wins and losses. Yeah, I just don't – unless Lamar has a high ankle sprain and he doesn't play in the game, I don't see the Redskins having a way of winning this contest. I have the Redskins falling to the Ravens.
Well, if that's the case, that means Robert's going to be back in D.C.
Yes.
Oh, man.
In my bizarro world alternate schedule, Lamar misses the game. RG3 starts at FedEx. Yeah. We can only pray that happens.
Hopefully it's Trace starting.
Do you think the Ravens would win if that was the case, if Robert was QB1 that week?
I probably wouldn't pick him if it was Robert. If it was Trace, I'd pick him, but not Robert.
Why do we think that, though?
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
He's just saying if Lamar's banged up,
it's just a wackadoo theory.
Cakes' reasoning is only if Lamar's hurt can the Redskins win. So right. I was saying, well, RG3 would be back in D.C. He'd be QB1.
Right.
I would have so much intrigue for that.
All right, let's move on to week 5 as the L.A. Rams and that pretty boy, Sean McVay, show up on the sidelines at FedEx. He faces his former team, Redskins Rams, week 5. EB,
I'm having a hard time with this one, fellas. I'm having a real hard time because I want to pick the Skins.
Of course you do.
Because I disrespect Jared Goff big time. Now,
he had a terrible year last year.
Doesn't mean he's not better than Haskins, and he's certainly got a lot more experience. But I disrespect him. But if I pick him over the Rams, and just peeking ahead, that's going to get me dangerously close to 7 or 8 wins. So I don't think I can do that in good conscience. So I will pick loss to the Rams. But it pains me because I don't have much regard for that franchise.
Jason, do the Skins get off the schneid? Do they get their first dub against the Rams?
I mean, who has more motivation than Sean McVay to beat the Skins?
Not a lot of people.
I don't care where they play him. I'm taking McVay, the boy genius. Even though Goff is just, I think he's a little overhyped for me.
Yeah. Definitely overhyped.
But I'm going to take them over the Skins in week 5.
Wow.
24-20.
So Jason has the Skins winless. I think it's probably a close game, but I give the edge to the Rams and McVay. He desperately wants to win this game against his former team.
Put an asterisk next to that one for me because I may come back and revisit.
All right, okay. I'll do that. I'll do that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go to week 6. The Redskins travel north in NFC East clash against the New York Giants, the Giants.
Mm. I generally disrespect like where you play unless it's like at New York, you know, at Arrowhead. At Green Bay, I mean, those places are legit tough places to play. And even though the Giants might be poop,
yeah,
it's at New York, which is one of the rare places that I think is tough to play. So I would begrudgingly hold my nose and pick the Giants.
You've got the Redskins with 3 straight losses there. Jason,
ugh.
What happens here in week six for the Skins?
Giants' new system, new coach, right? Joe Judge?
Yep.
Man, Kwan will just crush them, though. But they don't they always split against the Giants, or they have in the last few years?
Well, anyway? I think the last 2 years, the Giants have owned the Redskins.
Let's see. I'm looking at it now. Last year, Giants swept them.
Yep, and I think the year before as well.
18, the Redskins won in New York 20-13.
Okay. My bad.
All right. So they split in 18, they split in 17, split in 16, split in 15. All right. Last year, the Giants swept them. All right. Just based on recent memory, it's been a, or recent history, it's been a split. I'll take the Skins winning in New York.
All right. So you have the Skins with their first
win
of
the
season.
That's their first win.
In week six. I also have the Skins winning on the road and going 2-0 in division in the NFC East. I have the Skins with a dub against the Giants. We will get to Dallas, and then we'll take a break during the bye week, and then we'll come back and pick the rest. Week seven, home game against the Cowboys at FedEx, EB. Where are you leaning here?
Well, I usually like to take a split against the Cowboys.
Yep.
But I do think that they're really, really good this year. And, you know, it's hard to in good conscience pick them, even at home. I think the home stuff has all been nullified. With no fans, although we don't have, I'll take the Cowboys. And again, I'm sticking my finger down my throat and puking, but I'm picking the Cowboys.
Jason, where are you leaning here?
I don't see your finger down your throat right now.
All right.
You're used to that anyway. Cowboys have won 7 of the last 8 in this matchup. I mean, they're obviously a better team. Offensively, they're loaded, much better quarterback. New head coach, though, Cakes. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yep.
New system. I'm going with Dallas, though. I can't pick the Skins against the Cowboys. So I got them 1-6?
You have them 1-6. EB has the Redskins 2-5. And I believe I also have them 2-5. Their only wins coming in division against the Eagles and the Giants. I also have the Redskins losing to the Dallas
EB,
Cowboys.
EB, it's gonna get tough the way you're predicting for them to get 7 wins. You better get some wins here soon.
No, I mean, Six. I actually feel most comfortable at 6.
All right.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in on our picks. We still have the second half of the Skins wins and losses to pick when we come back here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
C-Sports Washington, we're at the bye week of picking the Redskins' wins and losses for the 2020 campaign. NFL coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Save 20% on windows and doors during the month of May. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. So far, EB has the Skins 2-5. Jason has the Skins at 1-6 at the bye. I have them at 2-5 as well. Nobody really very optimistic about the first half of the Skins campaign. So let's get to the second half. Time's a-wasting at this point. Coming out of the bye week, home game against the Giants. Kind of a weird scheduling quirk. Played the Giants in week 6 and face them again in week 9, this time at FedEx Field.
I'm just picking the Skins every time.
I love the football music, NFL Films music.
I mean, I think the Giants are poop, and, you know, I had to hold my nose and pick the Giants at New York, but right. I do think it's a difficult spot to play. I'll pick the Skins here, even though we have no home field advantage. I will pick them on a neutral field every time. Come on, you're picking the Skins. What are you picking us to go winless? Pick the Skins.
No, I'm look, I already talked about the Giants and Skins splitting in, you know, the last 5 years, but the only reason I'm giving the Skins a win here and a sweep over the Giants is because, and I'm going to be totally wrong on this, because Barkley's going to kill them 2 times, but I'm going to give them a win just because it's the bye week before that, so they got a little extra time to prep for it. So I'll give them a win in week 9 over the Giants. They've swept the Giants in my book.
I have the Redskins winning against the Giants coming out of the bye as well. We move to week 10. Skins on the road at one of EB's favorite teams. They go to Motown to face the Lions.
I mean, there isn't a scenario on earth where I'd pick the Lions.
Valdez, please cart that. Yeah. I want that saved just in case the Redskins take an L in Detroit.
Well, he's probably said that the last 5 times they've played, and he's been wrong 4 out of 5.
Look at the lifetime record. Look at the lifetime record.
31-14.
Yeah, exactly.
But what we take recent to, memory. Recent
here's
memories.
What we do to the Lions.
Since Snyder owned the team.
We take our pants down, and then we take our underwear off.
That, yeah. I can
you don't
that.
Have to dump that, Valdez. Get your hand off the button.
Drabby did that last night.
Well, okay, let's leave that there.
Jason, hand off the button.
Where do you have the Skins Lions?
Just because Bickle just pisses me off, because and I hate Stafford. He's the most overpaid, overhyped quarterback ever. But they're going to go on the road and lose to the Lions.
I also have the Redskins falling to the Lions. Matt Stafford is a million times better than Dwayne Haskins at this point, which is understandable. He was the number one overall pick, and he's been in the league for like 10 years. I'm going to give that team the advantage. I'm sorry. I just am. I have the Skins losing in Detroit. Week 11, soft spot. Skins at home at FedEx. The Bengals come to town.
I mean, cakes.
Are you going to give the Skins 3 straight wins, EB?
3 straight dubs. If you play the Giants, the Lions, and the Bengals, I'm picking the Skins every single time. I don't care when. I don't care that Joe Burrow is the number one pick, and I actually think he's the best new quarterback to come into the league since Andrew Luck. I think he's the real deal. But when I put my Skins hat on, I remind people that Haskins did beat him out and forced him to transfer. So I will take my boys. Plus, the largest factor is they're the Bengals.
By the way, how are you not wearing a Skins hat today during schedule picking day? What's going on?
Because it's been so embarrassing to be a Skins fan. I haven't worn one out in public in years.
All right, Jason, what do you have for the Skins?
This is the Bengals. Urban Meyer Bowl.
It is.
2 quarterbacks that he had on his team. I'll give him a win because it's a rookie quarterback, even though I do think he's better than Haskins. He's got some really good weapons, actually. But it's rookie quarterback playing on the road. I'll give the Skins a win on November 22nd leading up to the Thanksgiving Day game against Dallas. So I got them with 3 wins now through 11 weeks.
Yep, I've got the Skins taking care of Cincinnati, so they are 2 of 3 out of the bye. So let's move to Murderer's Row at this point.
Loser.
Week 12, short week. Redskins have to go to Dallas on Turkey Day. EB?
Haskins ain't winning on Thanksgiving on the road. No chance.
I've seen Robert do it as a rookie. I saw Robert do it as a rookie.
Lucky.
Did I not see Robert do it as a rookie?
That was 8 years ago, Richard.
Okay, I'm just giving you a exact same scenario. Rookie quarterback. I don't remember where I think it was at Dallas, right?
At Dallas, yeah.
On always Thanksgiving at Dallas. Day. That literally was the exact same scenario.
Dallas always hosts.
But, I mean, I don't think that Haskins is going to catch that kind of magic. And so I will begrudgingly hold my nose and pick the Cowboys.
Jason?
Dallas. They never beat Dallas.
Yeah, I have a loss there as well. So the Redskins lose at Dallas. Week 13, Skins on the road again at Pittsburgh.
Steelers. They're the Steelers. They're better than we are.
If Big Ben is hurt, the big goof, if he's out, I'll give him a shot. Maybe they beat Mason Rudolph. But if he's playing, Steelers. I'm going to assume he's going to play.
All Steelers. Right, so all of us have them losing to the Steelers in Week 13. The death march continues. Week 14, as the Redskins take on the reigning NFC champs, they have to go to San Francisco in Week 14.
Oh, Haskins throws four picks in this game. San Francisco bludgeons them.
San Francisco.
That's a clean sweep. I have them losing to the Niners as well. So after those 3 weeks on the road, Week 15, the Redskins return to FedEx, but it's not a soft landing spot as the Drab Hawks are in town.
I will take the Seahawks.
Seattle.
I also have the Seattle Drab Hawks getting a win. That is four straight losses for me for the Redskins as they fall at home at FedEx to Seattle.
Right, go ahead. Where do we have each of us? Just give people some context.
Let's see here.
I've got them 3-10, 3-11.
All right.
I think, EB, you have them 5-9. Does that add up?
I don't know.
I think that adds up.
He's got them beating Cincinnati, Detroit, the Giants once.
I think I got 6, buddy.
And Arizona and Cleveland, right?
I think I got them at 6 because I got them winning 3 in a row. The Giants, Detroit, Cincinnati. No. And then I have them with Cleveland and Arizona. Yeah, you're right. 5.
You have 5.
Yeah, 2-5. Yeah. So let's move on to Week 16. Ron Rivera facing his former team at FedEx as the Panthers come to town.
I actually liked Cam Newton. I mean, I thought he was very difficult. I don't like him as a person, but I thought he was difficult to guard and defend. But without him, and nobody will know their personnel better, I picked the Redskins.
So EB's got them winning against the Panthers. Jason, where do you lean here? Where's your squeaky leaner?
I mean, can McCaffrey stay healthy again? Is the beating he took last year?
Well, I mean, especially with the usage. I mean, like nobody else got carries in that offense. It was crazy.
I'm going to say he's hurt for this game. Bridgewater is better than Haskins but doesn't win. I don't know. I'm just going to take the Skins only because I don't see the Skins having 3 wins again, and I've already said that multiple times. I got them beating the Panthers on December 27th. So that's their 4th win in my book.
We have a clean sweep there. I think Rivera finds a way to beat his former squad as they come to Landover. And to close out the season, Week 17, Redskins, they bookend their season with the Eagles. This time they travel to the Link. What do the Skins do in the final week of the season, EB?
I had them losing in Week 1, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Now I'm going to have them lose. I'm going to have them lose. I mean, I could go either way on that one. I'll have them lose, and I think that puts me at 6 wins.
The only reason I have them beating Philly is because Philly had already wrapped up the division, and they're sitting all their starters, and Wentz doesn't play. Jalen Hurts starts for this game, and the Skins beat the Eagles because the game means nothing for them.
So where does that have us, Cakes?
So
what do you have, Cakes?
All right, we have I tallied it up.
What's your prediction for that game?
My bad. At Philly, that's a loser. It's a loser at the end of the season. Kind of shades of toward last season, the final game was against the Cowboys where they got blowed out. I think a similar scenario there. So I believe, if my math is correct, Jason has the Skins at 5-11. I have the Skins at 5-11 as well. EB is the optimist here. He has the Redskins at 6-10.
Very comfortable with my 6 wins. Very comfortable. So I could easily go 7, but I'm going 6.
We're all over that 5.5, 6 win total that is out there in Vegas at this point. If you want to weigh in on our picks or you have skin schedule predictions of your own, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on skin schedule predictions next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.